proudly brought to you by JSB Sports Betting, Namibia's premier gaming service.
It is 8:05. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. This morning is a beautiful morning because we're celebrating quite a number of things on all fronts.
Yes.
In terms of sports, well, we are celebrating the Namibian hockey ladies team. Yeah, because in their test series against South Africa, they actually beat South Africa by 2-1, right? From five games, they hosted, they won two, they drew two, and lost one match. And for the men's game, the South African men were crowned the test winners after beating the host by a 6-3 in the last game. Now, we've got the captain. Captain Fantastic. Captain, my captain. Am I? Madam 61.
Yes.
From now on, when you hear her or when you see her in the street.
I was 69.
I was 61.
Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
Well, listen, we were trying to find a little intro, metro, just to welcome you to the Fresh Breakfast team. How are you this morning?
No, I'm fantastic and blessed. Thank you so much. How are you guys doing?
It's a beautiful morning, OC Margaret. We really appreciate the fact that you could make time out for us today. Listen, first of all, we need to give you an air horn. We need to congratulate you.
Yes.
61 times you've played for the national team indoor hockey. My goodness. What?
Yeah.
That is serious commitment there.
Yeah, it is. It's a phenomenal journey. It's amazing. It was exciting. I'm super thrilled with it as well.
Mm. Mm. I mean, look, and you are nowhere near retiring, dude. Like you look like you can go for another 60.
No. Maggie is still there, right? You're not thinking of retiring, are you?
I will physically be present. No, that was so unfortunate. It was my last home ground game this weekend. So after the World Cup, I'll hang my stick up as a player. I'll see where I venture in to remain part of the hockey fraternity.
I told you.
So,
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's, so, but that's when fantastic,
is, when man. Is the World Cup, though?
The World Cup is scheduled to kick off the 5th of February in the African soil as well. So South Africa won the bid. So we will be playing World Cup in Pretoria next year.
Right.
We're supposed to be in Belgium, but because of COVID back then when it was cancelled,
yeah.
So they had to go out and bid again, and South Africa was awarded with a bid, and they won the bid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can actually hear from your voice now that you, man, it was a long weekend for you. So
it was a long weekend. My voice is a bit rustic. Apologies for that.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Or was it the joy? Or the crying and the screaming and so the leadership on the game. So,
It's a little bit of everything, hey? So can you maybe just run us through the weekend, hey? What was your strategy going into this tournament?
So we went into this tournament, we went in there as African champion, so we were number one. And I think South Africa came out there to also want to prove a point of them wanting to beat us having beaten them at the Africa qualifier for World Cup. So it was quite a mixed feeling, but we went in there saying we're going to retain them. It's not about losing the spot, but it's about proving that you are the African champions. So there was quite a lot of pressure on us as a nation from a woman's side as well. And we had to go out and really perform. Although we just assembled as a team for the past 10 days, we have been training when we heard that we're going to have the test series for the past month. But we were not a complete team until the past 7 days. And, I think we still have what it takes. We have we played very well together for a team that just assembled a few days together before the test series. And we're going to go now in full swing to prepare to the World Cup. And of course, it was home ground. And we were just thrilled and looking forward to the test series because it was to our home ground advantage as well.
Now, Margaret, we've been debating off air here, okay? We've been debating at the fact that that we don't know what the nickname of the team is. What is the nickname of the Namibian hockey ladies team, dude? Is a Brave something?
Yeah.
The Eagle, what?
Yeah.
The Yandu.
How about this one? Glamour Babes.
Funny enough that you were debating off air. We were debating in camp since the qualifier already.
Okay. Seriously?
Because all the names that was resonating with us was all taken by the other national coach as well, sports coach.
Mm.
And I know, our goalkeeper, actually, and a few of them. But I think we'll make an official announcement. So we're thinking of the Desert Lions, because we're thinking of all the savannas, the Namibia savannas. So we're really thinking of a name that's still in the national anthem that is uniquely Namibian, but also that demonstrates that force, that fear, that no fearing, that going for it, like we are going to lead. So that's where the lions come in. It's something uniquely to Africa, but also Namibian. But what is also unique to Namibia is the desert. So it's really trying to find a name. But we will announce it very soon.
Can't wait.
Unless you guys can come up with a suggestion.
I was going to say that.
throw your name in the ring, Shaquan. Yeah. Throw your name in the ring.
No. I don't want to give a name as of it, but I just want to give an idea of how you can actually run this, right? So with the cricket team, when they went to the World Cup, right, they had a competition on social media where people could actually design the jersey. So what you could do is to, you know, with your sponsors and so forth, have a conversation with actually running a competition on social media with someone coming up with a name. And there will be some sort of a voucher or something for them, you know? That would actually be nice because it gets everyone excited, it gets everyone involved, it gets everyone aware of the Hockey World Cup that will be happening. Povi?
No, that's a fantastic idea. I will speak to my manager and the executive and we're going to so do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Also, Margaret Mengo, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. We are a bit sad, though, that you'll be hanging up the hockey stick after the World Cup. But listen, we appreciate you as a nation. We want to say thank you for leading our team 61 times, turning out for those colors. It's huge. And we really salute you.
We give it up to you.
Fresh FM.
Oh, absolutely.
No, thank you, Fresh FM family. Thank you to Namibia. Thank you to everyone that really supported me through the journey. I don't want to mention any names because I don't want to leave out anybody. But everybody was so supportive from people I knew through work, corporate, school years. So it has been a journey and I'm just grateful. I'm amazed. I'm grateful for the support, humbled and really, really honored to have served and play for my country.
Yeah.
Captain Fantastic. Yeah. Madam 61.
61.
Away.
Away.
Sharp go.
Thank you. Have a good day. Happy Monday.
Bye. That was Fresh Sports.